Millions of cattle migrate when water dries up in southern Pakistan. Farmers in remote districts film it on their phones as the dry spells are becoming longer and the movements more frequent. It's a long off-road trek to get to their villages. With no government support, people in the Kohistan region are trying to adapt to climatic changes around them. For generations, people and animals here have used the same water source. These ponds retain rainwater from surrounding hills. Now some non-government organizations are helping increase their water retention capacity, so when it rains, it lasts a few months. 48 reservoirs, with some up to 18 feet deep, have helped more than 74,000 people in this hilly terrain. The Indus Earth Trust says it's used corporate social responsibility funds from large corporations, and there's no government assistance to provide water to villages. Ponds like these have helped people adapt to the changing climate, but they're still angry at the politicians who represent them, saying they only come here for votes and basic services such as health, education and accessibility are still non-existent. Activists say big landowners are still underestimating the impact of climate change. With killings and abductions common here, they say it's risky to raise their voice for basic rights.
We need schools, hospitals and roads, but our most important necessity is water. In about a month, this water will dry up and we'll have to travel far to get some. Our children cry of thirst when we run out. And when pregnant women travel for water, many faint and there's no nearby health facility.
Life's become tougher here as yearly rainfall has dwindled. Zulfikar says during the time of his ancestors, water was plentiful. But now it runs out and many people are forced to migrate.
We don't need electricity, not even roads, but we are desperate for water for ourselves and our cattle.
Ministers say it's not possible to reach everyone, as Pakistan is among the top 10 countries most vulnerable to climate change. Pakistan's cash-strapped government says it's a victim of climate injustice.
We estimate it's between $6 and $14 billion a year that we have to spend because of forced adaptation. It's not a choice. We are forced to adapt to climate change. And these funds come out of our priorities, out of health, out of education, out of governance. So I think this is the area where the world needs to wake up, because this injustice cannot continue.
With some help, people are adapting. Harnessing solar energy has meant there's been reverse migration in some villages. Having electricity is like a miracle for the Wazir family. They can finally work after daylight hours.
We have electricity now and the children can study, but we still have no water or gas, so we have to carry water on our heads. But despite all this, some of our villagers have returned as there is electricity here.
Small scalable projects can be adapted for larger communities if there's political will and money. But Pakistan's water challenges are complex, multifaceted, and time is running out to address them. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Kohistan, southern Pakistan.